how Crystal would have liked that song.
What song?
The one we're playing right now.
Oh, this song.
This song. But unfortunately, she's in Maui on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's probably laying by the pool, tanning. Mm. I don't know.
Mm.
Probably having, I don't know. Probably having a lot
having
more
what?
Fun than we're having right now.
No, I'm having a lot of fun.
But not to say that the fun, the amount of fun that we're having right now is little. Just saying that she's probably having a lot.
I've got some paper.
Paper? What's on the paper?
Top stories from CMJ and some music reviews, actually, of new albums. But I'm not going to read them.
Why did you bring it up?
Because you asked me what was on my paper. All I really wanted to talk about was that I had a piece of paper.
I see. Well, pardon me for assuming. Because you know what happens when you assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I should talk about radio.
No.
Yes.
No. Why do you have to talk about radio?
Well, I talk about what I played on the radio. Because my listening audience likes to know these things. You just heard, before this awesome track, Jane Jensen with Love Song. Ren and Stimpy singing I'm Gonna Be a Monkey. The Urchins playing I Woke Up in Love.
Mm-hmm.
Weezer, You Gave Your Love to Me Softly. That love going on.
Uh-huh.
And at the top of the hour, the Chubbies, Coin in the Fountain.
Mm.
Any of those songs particularly strike your fancy?
I'd have to say my fancy was struck particularly by I'm Gonna Be a Monkey.
Yes.
Because I'm gonna be a monkey.
Whoa! When is that gonna happen?
I'd say in about 6 weeks or so, I'm gonna be a real monkey. Right now, I'm just in training.
Are you gonna come on the radio as a monkey in 6 weeks?
Well, monkeys aren't usually allowed on the radio. We do more TV and movie work. We don't. The monkey union doesn't really want you to be on the radio because your funny hijinks, you might as well just be a sound effect CD when you're on the radio, really.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, mostly we look for movie work, playing monkey bellhops, or...
Those are funny.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. I'm going to get a job being a monkey bellhop, I think.
Really?
I'm hoping I'm going to be in a movie with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Pauly Shore.
Oh, yes.
Both of them. And it's going to be called Monkey Bellhop.
Wow, what a conveniently titled film.
Yeah. And after that, I think I'm going to have a TV show called A Man and His Monkey, which is going to be about a man and his monkey and living in New York, and he's a single man and he tries to get dates. But whenever he brings them home, they have to get used to his monkey.
That's funny already.
Yeah.
And also conveniently titled A Man and His Monkey.
Yeah, but I'm not even a real monkey yet, so
I have to get through
monkey summer night school.
I see, I see. A few hot weeks of monkey training.
Yeah, well, mostly it's kind of like driver's ed. You gotta swing from trees and stuff with the instructor, and then you have to do mostly reading in a book. It's kind of boring. You watch instructional videos about what not to do, and then
Like a test. Always wear your helmet.
If you get at least 60% of the questions right, then you can be a monkey. You get your monkey license.
Yes.
And then you can...
Why haven't I heard about this?
Yeah, and you grow fur, and you grow a thumb on your foot, and you eat bananas, I guess.
I bet you the growing fur part is, like, the coolest.
It's pretty cool.
You're just not jazzed up enough for this. Well, as a listening audience can tell, Crystal, like I said, is in Maui. So I have a special guest. Would you care to announce yourself?
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf. We're going to be talking about the Smurfs with my special guest, Papa Smurf, later on in the hour. But up next, a song specially going out to Crystal. If she's picking us up from Maui, she'll enjoy this one. It's by Sexy Sexy Man. Sexy, sexy man.
Brainy?
No, no, not brainy. An even sexier man than brainy. Who's not a man, by the way. Crystal, this one's for you.
Girlfriends. Girl, man, this is a song about a girl, bro, that came out to Hollywood to make it from the farm. She's totally fresh, man. We think she's Milana, the Midwest. You know she's milked cows, though, dude. She's totally clean. She's called Lisa Lisa. About a girl, bro, that came out to Hollywood to make it from the farm. She's totally fresh, man. We think she's Milana, the Midwest. You know she's milked cows, though, dude. She's totally clean. She's called Lisa Lisa, the one I adore. I'm a stony, crusty dude with a mop on top. My melon's fully sweet, but I'll never stop. Stop trying to reach the nugs from coast to coast. The ones with the cones are the ones I dig the most. Lisa Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Make cheese. Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
I'm a melon, dude. Second verse. I'm cruising down the street in my Jeep. There's a Lisa chilling solo, so I give it a beep. Witness my wood and my helmet, too. Your donut's kinda fresh. I wanna glaze you. Lisa, Lisa. Whoa, man, you're intense. Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
I adore you. This is the solo part, bro. This is when I, like, start riffing on it. Watch me try and reason to chill. So this is the deal, right, Lisa? My mom's out of town, man. I'm telling you, she's his. We're having a huge major. All right, cheer up on my pad. Jacuzzi, bubble, chablis, the whole gig, bro. Are you into it or what? Well, who's going to be there? It's going to be me and you. I have a boyfriend, so I have a girlfriend. The moral to the story, my stony, crusty buds. When Lisa shines you fully, there are other nugs. Keep your melon up hot, don't let her harsh your gig. Witness 3 o'clock, there's another rig. Lisa, Lisa.
Holly, Holly.
Buck the weeds. Lisa, Lisa. Munchies. We got a semi anyways. Bottom line is, man, just love one another's peace and stuff, alright? Word to the wind. Peace. Oh, I'm out of here.
I wanna bend your tones. I wanna break your bones. Listen to my Jones. I wanna break your bones.
Broke the ice, oh. Thank you.
Well, you know what funny techno music means?
I got a headache.
Time to talk again.
Oh.
Listening audience is so excited, aren't you folks? Oh, by the way, you can give me a call if you want to make...
You just ask the audience if they were excited.
Yes.
Oh.
Maybe they'll call me and tell me whether or not they are excited.
Oh.
Phone numbers are 777-7915 or 777-7916. You can also email me, radio@beats.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Love to play a request right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just heard the Super Furry Animals with
mm-hmm.
Mario Man.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, the Pet Shop Boys with I Wouldn't Normally Do This Kind of Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, the Pop Star Kids with Break Your Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And after last time I talked, it was Pauly Shore with Lisa Lisa, the One I Adore.
Mm.
That's the weasel, you know.
Yes.
Said he calls himself the weasel.
Yes, yes. I know that, actually.
Well?
I used to work with him.
You did? The weasel?
Back on the Smurfs, the show.
Right.
Pauly Shore played Brainy.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
What a change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my name is Sarah. This is In the Quiet. Unfortunately, Crystal's missing. She's in Maui.
Mm.
But I'm sure... She'll be back sometime soon. Papa Smurf is doing this. I don't know what quite to call that. Purring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a special guest in Crystal's place. And
yes.
His name is Papa Smurf.
Yes.
Now, Papa Smurf.
Yes.
I thought it would be fitting to have a little Smurf discussion tonight.
Yes.
And I bought a... Smurf, or as they say in France, a Strumpf.
Yes.
Actually, I had one bought for me.
Yes.
And on the back of my Smurf package, or actually
yes.
on the front of my Smurf package,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
says all the different ways that you can say Smurf in the different languages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you going to quiz me on this or something?
Well, let's just say, what language are the Smurfs called?
What language are they called?
Smurfs.
In what language are they called
Smurfs? In what language do they call Smurfs, Smurfs?
In English?
Yes. Oh, he's so good. And in... There's, Strumpf.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
that
what
would be French.
That would be French, I see. And, there's Schlumpf.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's German.
German, so it would be like Der Schlumpf?
Yes.
Good,
like
good.
That.
He's quick. Papa Smurf is very quick.
Yes.
He's no brainy, but he's quick.
The next one will be Italian, I believe.
Pufo?
No.
No. What language would that be? Pufo.
Pufo.
That's
I'm
how you
spell
it. That
is Spanish.
A translation of Smurf into what Papa Smurf guesses is Spanish.
I could be wrong about that one.
But he could be wrong. He's no brainy, like I just said.
Right.
He's not brainy. And lastly, the only one other one mentioned on here is Pitufo.
I believe that's Italian.
It's Italian. Pitufo. Sounds Italian. Well.
Mm-hmm.
I also read earlier today, while I was researching the Smurfs,
mm-hmm.
that the Smurf comic books were translated into no less than 30 different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Can
mm-hmm.
you imagine?
Including English.
Wow. English.
French.
French.
Italian.
Italian, yeah.
Spanish.
Mm, yeah, Spanish.
And German.
Oh.
Well, and Ewok.
Ewok. Cool. Cool. I like Ewok. Well. Anyone out there has a question for Papa Smurf?
And?
Give me a call.
Also? Russian.
Russian. Russian. That's what it must be. Russian. Okay, if anyone out there has a question or comment for Papa Smurf and myself, also
mm-hmm.
request. Give me a call, 777-7915 or 777-7916.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not right?
That was English.
English.
What you just said.
Right, it was. Well, up next I have some Bunny Grunt. I have a sneaking suspicion you all enjoy it. And we'll be back later for more talk with Papa Smurf.
I enjoy a little Bunny Grunt.
Thank you. Hey, yo, I'm sitting in the studio, kicking it like Coolio. Rhyme so fresh, it'd be like butter, yo. Y'all don't know how it is in the biz. It's so hot, you be getting the frizz. Just sitting here, my bro, next to me, as I say, hey, yo, you're listening to WRBC. 91.5 FM, news to me.
Wow, that was awesome.
Turn it up. We'll be right back.
baby, you're the kind of lady that deserves fine things. The kind of lady who wears pearls like you were born in them, yeah. You know.
If you think this is going on too long, you're right. Remember, shorter showers save water. This message sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Thank you. up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey! I never felt this way. Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
I do keep my word.
Mm-hmm.
The funky techno, mm-hmm. The talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Ain't that right, Papa Smart?
Yeah.
I might say to listeners.
Or you might not.
I might, but I think I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Sarah. This is In the Quiet, 8 to 10 p.m. Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Crystals in Maui. And so I have special guest DJ, co-DJ, Papa Smurf.
Yo.
He says yo.
He's out.
Now, were you going to talk about anything Smurfy? Tell me how a Smurfy day, or at least something Smurfy.
See, the Smurf thing follows me around, and it's really a drag. You know, I have a new project to promote. I'm going to be a monkey in 6 weeks, and people still ask me about the Smurf stuff. Frankly, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a big transition, you know, Smurf. Monkey? I don't know.
Look, Smurf went off the air in 84, 86, 87.
But there's still...
I've had plenty of time.
Important.
I've had years. I've had a decade. People have had a decade to get used to me in my other big roles.
Like, would you care to list a few for the audience? So they could, you know,
for instance,
check these
I
out?
I played the enemy. I played Satan in End of Days.
You did?
Yes, that was
you?
Me. I had lots of makeup effects, but that was me. I also played, I was a little kid in Big Daddy.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I
but
was.
How did you pull off the, like, young thing? Because you're quite
really,
old
the
and
special makeup
Papa-like.
The special makeup effects were quite good, and don't forget on the Smurf, they tried to make me look older than I really was, so I could pull off the whole Papa Smurf thing better, but, you know... I really like to talk about my new project, Monkey Bellhop.
Monkey Bellhop. And what was the other one? I'm sorry, I forgot so soon.
My other project?
The other project?
Oh, yeah, Man and His Monkey.
Oh, Man and His Monkey, right, the sitcom?
Yes.
For those of you who might have just tuned in, Papa Smurf is going to be a monkey in about 6 weeks. Like the Ren and Stimpy song, I'm going to be a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded him that...
Yeah, kind of. I've been not going to classes lately, so it's a good thing that you reminded me I got to get back to my monkey training.
Yeah, he himself is in monkey training, and will, in fact, be a monkey, hopefully, in about 6 weeks.
Hopefully. If not, I'll have to retake the test in a couple months after that. It's a hard monkey test to make you take. There's a written test, but there's also a... You have to go out and be a monkey with the instructor, and hopefully they pass you.
Well, good luck. Sure, the listening audience wishes you luck also. If you'd like to personally wish Papa Smurf luck, phone numbers are 777-7915 or 777-7916. Obviously boring, Papa Smurf, I'm sorry.
No.
You can email me.
It's been a hard day.
Or Papa Smurf at radio@bates.edu.
I've been hanging out on Lisbon Street with my ladies all day.
Well, Smurf with some ladies, now that's got to be interesting.
Yeah, I can get into some tiny places most people can't get.
Oh my. I'm blushing.
In fact, maybe during the next PSA break. We'll take a little trip to the bathroom. I'll show you some Smurf tricks.
Well, can't say I'll vouch for that one. It's a tempting offer, though. Quite tempting.
I'm a big star. I drive a limousine. I mean, I ride in a limousine.
You drive a limousine. That's not too glamorous.
I ride one. I have a driver.
You do? Wow.
Yeah.
What a change of pace from the being the driver yourself.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to go outside and have a smoke now. See you later.
WRBC does not condone smoking. He threw down that headphones and he's off in a storm. Oh, slammed the door right in my face. I'm so embarrassed. Well, I guess it's about time to tell you. You're listening to 91.5 WRBC in Lewiston, Maine. I'll be here until 10 o'clock p.m. Please call me up and give me a request. You know the numbers I just told you a couple seconds ago. And up next, have a nice song by one of Papa Smurf's favorite bands. Hope you enjoy it. Shut that song off. That's just too bad. I'm sorry, Papa Smurf, if I offended you by not playing the rest of that cool song, but I don't know if it was fitting the format, because I do have a very strict one, if you know what I mean. I think I'm going to move on to another song. This one's called Make Me a Mix Tape.
You reminded me that I would never be one to two. Listen to the alarm waking up South and North Avenue. My skin's gonna wonder what, my skin is gonna wonder what I'm doing now. And my skin's gonna wonder.
about you, Skidoo. Put something on that the cars did in 1982. Make me a myth, take the picture closer to you. Make me a myth, take the picture closer to you. Make me a myth, take the picture about you, Skidoo.
Hello. I'd just like to remind you that you're listening to WRBC 91.5 FM in Lewiston, Maine. That's right, it's WRBC, home of the Yodeling. Do you like Yodeling? I like Yodeling. In fact, I love me a good Yodeling. So when you're driving around the greater Lewiston, Auburn area, switch on WRBC and listen to a little Yodeling. Oh, yeah.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and gray shuffling away. Well, he trotted back to my house, and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me, said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy?
Yeah, where do you come from?
No,
oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother, whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we're nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, look at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney, and we're living on caviar and honey. Cos they're earning me lots of money, fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course.
Yeah.
Smurf with me tonight in the studio, WRBC 91.5 in Lewiston, Maine. That's what you're listening to. My name is Sarah. I'll be here until 10 o'clock. My regular DJ, co-DJ, Crystal.
Hi, I'm Crystal. I'm back from Maui.
No, that's not her. She's actually
suntanning
on the beach right now.
I have a tan.
Shh. Papa Smurf is bad.
I have a tan. Look at my tan.
You're blue.
It's a very dark tan.
I don't think so. Well, anyway.
My tan. Look at it.
For anyone who cares, you just heard Puritan, Lost in Pop, The Pristines, The Hound.
I'm Crystal.
Shh. The Eyeliners singing Do the Zombie. Pop Smurf is getting down and dirty with that one.
Yeah.
You're talking to Smurf voice again.
But I'm Crystal.
No, you're not Crystal.
Fine.
See? Papa Smurf all along. He didn't fool any of you.
I fooled one person. I fooled Klaus.
No, I don't think he did.
Hey, Klaus. Maui's pretty close to where you live, so I'm going to come over. I'm Crystal. I'm tan. You'll notice me because I have a dark tan.
You are not Crystal.
I am.
Oh, my.
I'm in Maui.
Well, if anyone wants to shut Papa Smurf up, give me a phone call, 777-7915 or 777-7916. You can email Papa Smurf a shot of request, radio@bates.edu.
But I'm in Maui. I can't read the email there.
Oh, my. Well, before the Eyeliners, you heard David Bowie with The Laughing Gnome, Promise Ring with... Make Me a Mixtape.
Make Me a Mixtape.
Well, I'd like to, but I'm afraid I can't. Right now? Because I'm on the radio. Well.
Listen to this cool rapping.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. But I think I'm going to turn it down a little so you can hear me talk. But, so Papa Smurf, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. I guess.
See, I'm sure pretty much everyone who's listening right now has been listening since 8 o'clock p.m. And
yeah,
they know that Papa Smurf is going to be a monkey in approximately 6 weeks.
Yeah, more like 6 and a half.
Well, see, he hasn't been going to his monkey training classes as much as he should.
Yeah.
But
I missed the one about scratching your armpits.
Oh, that's an important one, I think.
I also missed the one about eating bugs out of your friend's back hair.
I don't think there's really much to that. I think you just kind of, like, go for it.
Actually, there's quite a lot of strategy and technique you have to use. Yeah.
Well,
you don't want to accidentally eat some back hair.
I guess you can tell I haven't been going to monkey training classes because I'm not going to be a monkey.
Right. Well, you don't quite have the back hair for it. You would fail, frankly. No offense.
Can't say I'm disappointed.
No offense, but you need a carpet of back hair, almost.
But you'll be growing your back hair soon because you don't appear to have any right now. You appear totally blue and hairless.
Well, lately I've been using a special training carpet.
Besides, of course, your beard.
Right. I've been using a training carpet, which is you strap onto your back and makes kind of simulated back hair, which you house the gummy worms in, which is what we use in monkey school. We use gummy worms, and the ones of us that don't have the back hair have to use the training back carpets. And soon I'll be growing my back hair, though. They have a special formula that's like Rogaine.
Do they?
Well, it's not
gotta
like
be
Rogaine,
like super Rogaine then, huh?
Well, it's like they call it chia back, which really what you do is it's not real hair, it's a plant, and you put the seeds on your back. And then you roll around in the soil for a while, and then you don't take a bath ever. Well, after a while you have to, because you have to water it, so you shower, and you grow moss on your back, which is good enough.
Moss.
Yeah, problem is, it's hard to get the role in monkey bellhop, because most monkeys are big and brown and have regular hair, but I am small and blue and have moss.
Okay. Well, how about that? If anyone's got a question for Papa Smurf in the studio tonight, give me a call, 777-7915 or 777-7916. You can also email me, radio@bates.edu. Love to get a request or maybe just a question or comment for Papa Smurf. Would you be inviting to that? See, he's going to be in a feature film, Monkey Bellhop. He's going to be playing a monkey who is also a bellhop. Seems like a barrel of laughs. Really does.
No, it's not really that funny, actually. It's kind of a drama. It's supposed to be.
Oh.
They're having trouble selling it to people. It's drama, though. But Pauly Shore and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and me and the drama Monkey Bellhop.
Huh. Is it like tearjerker, or is it just kind of like?
Yeah, I get my head chopped off at the end.
Oh, don't ruin it.
No, it's not the surprise at the end, actually.
Oh,
you know it's coming from the very beginning. The whole plot's about them chopping my head off.
It must be very drawn out.
Well, it's really a short movie. It's 2 seconds long. Pauly Shore lifts up the axe and chops my head off, and that's the end. That is the end of the movie, though.
Why does Julia Louis-Dreyfus fit into this?
I'm sitting on her lap.
Oh, me, oh my. Well, a 2 second long film starring Papa Smurf as a monkey who is a bellhop. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. Or not a blast, because it's very dramatic.
I have
dramatic.
The bellhop uniform on the whole time.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know the numbers if you want to call up and make a little comment about that. Or you can email me, radio@bates.edu. Up next, I have some music. But the night is still young. We'll be here until 10 p.m. chatting with Papa Smurf. later on, so stick around. Up next, we have a song, and Papa Smurf really likes this song, and it makes him dance around.
Mm.
Are you going to dance around tonight?
Maybe.
Well, hopefully I'll see some dancing. However, you, the listening audience, will not, but I'll tell you how good it was, so stay tuned.
Frequency and modulation. Thursday evenings 10 till 12. Hostess like freshness. Experimental mixtures. And turntablism.
Oh, I love the way my DJ rocks. Word up.
Why not all of I wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash 4 slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get out. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
To you.
Well, good evening. Thought it at least should have a couple more talks with Papa Smurf, because he's in the studio tonight, and I don't know when he'll be coming back.
Never,
busy man.
Never.
Busy
probably,
Smurf.
Probably never.
Never? Makes me so sad. I wish that you could at least come back once more.
Well, I have a lot of busy stuff to do the next couple of weeks. I mean, I've got to
get
the
premiere
my new apartment in Lewiston, and my...
Papa Smurf is moving to Lewiston, by
no,
the way.
No. I've been in Lewiston for a while.
Oh, I did not know.
That's the monkey training capital of the world.
Oh, Lewiston is the monkey training capital of the world.
After that, I've been moving out to L.A.
Los Angeles? Not Lewiston, Auburn.
Right.
One L.A. to another.
Right.
Well.
And I'll be filming. Excuse me. Then I'll be filming.
The monkey, the man and his monkey.
No, monkey bellhop.
I thought you already filmed monkey bellhop.
No, I'd be a monkey before I film monkey bellhop.
I'm so silly. Of course. Well, for those of you who don't know, monkey bellhop is a 2-second long film. I'm sorry. It's
a 2-second long drama about a monkey bellhop, starring Pauly Shore and me and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And,
he gets his head cut off.
Don't give away the ending.
You said that it was very apparent throughout the whole 2 seconds of the film, Papa Smurf.
Yeah, but, And I'll be going to Mexico to film my sitcom.
A Man and His Monkey.
Right.
Right. That'll be airing on the Spanish channel?
It'll be only airing in Mexico, actually.
I see.
On the home shopping.
The home shopping
network. The Mexican home shopping network.
Aha. Well.
Well, no, it's a good station because the Mexicans like to have sombreros and they sell them on the home shopping now.
I see.
And then every 5 seconds they're going to show a 1-second clip of Man and His Monkey.
So it's kind of like sinks in.
Well,
like an hour after you watch that, you're like, whoa, I just saw a whole sitcom episode.
Well, it's like a serial. Like it's like little 1-second installments.
I see.
Like... kind of a Spider-Man is in the comic strips and the same story week to week or day to day or whatever. It's like that. The same story in 1 second pieces every 5 seconds.
Every 5 seconds.
Well, in between it, they advertise stuff.
Oh.
Well, they sell stuff because it's the home shopping app.
Right.
They sell like sombreros and guacamole and stuff.
Cool.
I'll be airing this fall.
This fall. I'll have to go to Mexico and watch it.
Yeah. Unless you have a satellite, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't, so I'd have to go to Mexico. But I think it'd be worth it. It'd be worth the trip.
Probably.
Well, for the listening audience, in case you want to know what songs I've been playing, the last one that I played, other than the one that is currently playing in the background, was The Would-Bees with My Radio Sounds Different in the Dark. Before that, The Lemonheads, Into Your Arms. Did you like that one, Papa Smurf?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. For that, Ren and Stimpy with Dizzy Monkeys. I thought that he would enjoy that because Papa Smurf is currently in monkey training. He's going to be a monkey.
Yeah.
And before that, Christiana with All of Me and PJ Harvey with Sweeter Than Anything. Now, I'm out of here at 10 o'clock, so if you have any final comments for Papa Smurf, give me a ring, 777-7915 or 777-7916. You can also email me, radio@bates.edu. Your loyal listeners have got to have something to say to Papa Smurf besides the many phone calls that I've been receiving.
Besides those ones.
So don't hesitate to use the second phone number with the 6 at the end instead of a 5.
Yeah.
Well.
So. It's better, phone number. Because you take the other phone number and you add 1.
Right.
You
so
add
one. It's one better.
One more fun.
Yes. That's what I'm going to call the second phone number from now on. One more fun. Well, I don't know what to say. See, I watched the Smurfs all the time when I was little.
Yeah, I know. Everybody watches Smurfs.
I know. You want me to get over the whole Smurf thing, but your name is... I mean, how come you haven't changed your name from Papa Smurf?
Because that's why they hired me. Because my name is Papa Smurf.
So it's like kind of publicity?
Well, that's how I look anyway. I'm small and blue. My name's Papa Smurf, so I'm perfect for the role.
Are you going to change your name to Papa Monkey when you turn into a monkey?
No, it's my given name.
It's your Christian name.
Yeah.
Are you going to change it to Papa Smurf Monkey?
No.
Not even
a little... be a monkey named Papa Smurf. What's the big deal?
I guess there isn't a big deal.
I mean, the other Smurfs weren't Smurfs on that show. I was the only blood Smurf.
Really? Not even Brainy?
No, I told you Polly Shore played Brainy.
How soon I forget.
And, Urkel played Smurfette.
What is it?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel White, so. Yeah.
Back when he was little.
He played who?
Really little. He's only an inch tall.
Who did he play again?
Smurfette.
Smurf. Jaleel White, who played Urkel on Family Matters.
He played Sonic the Hedgehog, too, so he has a lot of cartoons that are blue in his resume.
Also played Smurfette.
Urkel was kind of a departure for him, but he plays mostly blue cartoons.
But the Smurfs wasn't really a cartoon. Because, I mean, you're really a Smurf.
Right, but most cartoons are actually filmed. People get in these costumes that make them look like cartoons. But the backgrounds are really painted. We film in front of a blue screen, which is hard on the Smurfs because we were blue. So we had to use a...
Oh, yeah.
A blue-green screen.
I see.
We were blue and the screen was blue-green.
Like an aqua-type color.
Blue-green. More like blue-green than aqua.
Oh, I see. Well, how about that? So, one question that burned into my mind when I was a little kid was, exactly what flavor popsicle does Papa Smurf enjoy the most?
Mostly I like...
Like an orange? I was kind of thinking orange.
Root beer.
Root beer? Oh my, that just took me by surprise. I wouldn't have ever guessed root beer.
Root beer.
Kind of leaning towards orange, but for the listening audience...
It took me 5 weeks to eat a popsicle. I'm tiny.
Right. I like to update what's going on about every 20 seconds and follow it up with for the listening audience, because what other audience would be aware of what's going on? But Papa Smurf's favorite popsicle flavor is root beer.
Right, like I just said 10 seconds ago.
Right, but I like to update about every... couple seconds. Well, I don't know. I'm going to be out of here soon. About 10 o'clock, I'll be on my merry way. Pop Smurf will be... Will you sing the Smurf song, theme song, as you exit?
No.
Please?
No.
You can slam the door in anger.
No.
As you...
I can slam the door in anger anyway.
Well... If anyone would like to give me a call and persuade Papa Smurf to sing the Smurf theme song as he exits, give me a call, 777-7915, or One More Fun, also known as 777-7916, or even be up to date, and futuristic, and give me an email, radio@bates.edu. Try to convince Papa Smurf to sing the Smurf theme song as he exits today.
Or not.
Well, I guess you could have an opposing view, but I think that pretty much everyone would like to hear Papa Smurf, being you, sing the Smurf theme song as you exit today.
Mm, no.
Well, no. At about 5 to the hour, I guess I'll announce the verdict. And we may or may not hear Papa Smurf sing the Smurf theme song as you exit.
Let's play some music.
But I got some music. And I guess this may be farewell to the listening audience from Papa Smurf, so if you don't have to sing the Smurf theme song.
Which I won't.
Well, I guess I'll have a little update in about 10 minutes. But here's some music. This is Papa Smurf's absolute favorite band. It's called Looper.
I'm quite happy, burning flies. I'm quite happy, burning flies.
Everyone.
despite the abundance of phone calls begging for Papa Smurf to sing the theme song from the Smurfs, he denies it. He just
He refuses.
He refuses to do it. I'm sorry.
I refuse.
I apologize on his behalf because I have a sneaking suspicion he's not going to apologize himself.
I'll sing the first note.
Okay.
La! There you go. That's the beginning of the Smurf theme.
I guess the rest of you can imagine the rest of the song in your heads or whatever. Well, nevertheless, I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight, Papa Smurf. It was a blast. I'm sure the audience enjoyed it as well. In fact, I got many phone calls and emails telling me how much they did enjoy it.
Yeah, many.
So maybe one of these days you'll come back, because you're living in Lewiston now, on Lisbon Street.
Well, no, I just hang out on Lisbon
Street. The monkey training capital of the world.
Well, I hang out on Lisbon Street a lot.
With other monkeys, or with other monkeys in training?
With women of the night.
All right, well, I gotta go. So I'm gonna play one last song, and Papa Smurf and I are gonna go to dinner.
Yep.
I guess he'll just eat a little bit off my plate, because he's so small.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you very much.
I'm on a diet.
All right. Do you care to sing the Smurf theme song, Last Chance?
No.
Okay.